What is that?
Did they just change something? Why are we running out of time? There's only two of us.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where this week we are all Wanda all the time.
All the time. Wanda is our queen. I'm Mandy of Midgard.
And I'm Karen of Shanghai. And hello. It's going to be probably a shorter episode this week. Mandy's feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, I've been sick a few days. I called out of work for half the day today. I was like, I can't feel my face. It felt like I got hit by a baseball bat. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to work a half day. And I made spaghetti and I just have been being a vegetable, trying to get better. I've got my Kleenex with me.
Excellent. Excellent. And this is our first time recording on Monday night.
So I know, at night.
It's going to be real late for Mandy.
It's okay. I'll power through. I'll have more energy next week.
We're testing it out. So hopefully this works out better for everybody involved. I mean, it doesn't affect the end results for our listeners, but on our end, it is a little bit different.
Yeah, we used to film on Sundays at 10 a.m. your time, 1 p.m. my time, and it got to be kind of a struggle because being right in the middle of the day, we couldn't do anything before, and then by the time we finished recording, it was like, go get dinner, get ready for bed.
Right.
You know, like, so I think that doing it at night might help.
When we originally started, we were thinking, well, we would do it on a weekend because neither of us would have to work. And then we didn't want to do it too early because Mandy likes her sleep.
I do love my sleep.
We settled on 10 and 1, but it's starting to not be the best choice.
Yeah.
So we're going to try this Monday night thing. We'll see how it goes.
I will tell you, my nieces are back with me and I'll talk about it more in this week in fangirling, but we've been watching back through some of the Disney shows. So as we were getting ready to start eating dinner, I was like, all right, normally we have to eat at the table as a family, but this week getting ready for Multiverse, we can eat in front of the TV and watch. So I was turning on, Loki, and this is just to tell you how delirious I am today. I just like stopped dead and it was like my brain paused. Like I was just frozen. And I was like, wait, is it Moon Knight night? And Josh was like, what? I was like, is it time for Moon Knight? He was like, babe, it is Monday. You're not even close to Moon Knight
you
day.
You poor thing.
I was like, oh, I wish it was Moon Knight day.
I know. It's going
to be unfair.
We'll talk about that some more, but yeah. I agree.
It was disappointing to say the least.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's move into... Fictional Boyfriend of the Week. I forgot what it was called for a second.
listeners won't see it yet, but the look of panic on your face when you started that, you're like, oh no.
Wait. Well, usually I try to pause so that when I cut it, it works. And then I completely, like, my mind just flew away.
I'm telling you. That's what happened to me, and I thought it was Wednesday.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So who's your boyfriend this week, Karen?
I have three. So this week, my fictional boyfriends, after this past week of Moon Knight, Mark and Steven. My heart. I'm big fans of both of them now.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't like fans of them before, but like,
but you kind of look at Mark and you're like, you're kind of an ass dude. But now this past week, you're like, oh, you have trauma, big trauma.
And then my other one is Jeb Pyrie, which is Andrew Garfield's character in Under the Banner of Heaven, which premiered this week and I started watching, and we can go into that a little bit more next segment. But
I literally just sent that to Josh, that show. I was like, I can't watch this for reasons that I'm sure you'll explain.
Yeah, no,
not in detail in the next segment. But yeah, I was like, this sounds like it's right up your alley because the top left, and it was, I just sent him like the poster for the show and it just had Andrew Garfield's name because he is he's an Andrew Garfield fanboy.
Yes.
Loves him.
Love Andrew Garfield. And he's so good. I can talk about it more in a little bit.
Yeah.
So those are my three fictional boyfriends this week.
I'm going to agree with you on Mark and Steven. I lean more towards Steven, but Man, it
This
was just
past
so
episode
sad.
was,
Yeah.
yeah.
But then I started rewatching Loki just like 2 hours ago. I just laid on my couch. So obviously Loki is like my heart forever. So
Yeah.
it's Loki this week.
And I'm
I'm
gonna
really
say,
hoping he shows up on Thursday when I go see Multiverse.
I'm gonna say next week mine's gonna be Wanda, hands down. I'm calling it now. Nothing is going to beat Wanda. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All
And we've been watching, like I said, we've been watching all of the Disney shows gearing up for Multiverse. And I tell you, three or four times watching WandaVision last night, I was just like, she's just so beautiful.
right.
It's just so unfair. She's just so gorgeous. Why?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Even when she's like in her like sloppy potato clothes, just
Doesn't matter.
perfection.
Yeah,
Perfection.
she's beautiful.
She
She's
is,
so
yes.
beautiful. It
I love
hurts
her
to look at
so
her.
much. I love her so much. All right.
Me too.
I guess we're moving on, yeah? Unless you've got
Yeah.
somebody else. Okay.
There's nobody else other than Loki and Aaron Warner.
right. This week in fangirling, I have a story to tell you,
Yes,
listeners.
you do.
I've already told Mandy this because I could not keep it in. I lost my mind. So this past Saturday, April 30th, was Independent Bookstore Day. So I went to my local indie bookstore. They were having like giveaways and fun stuff or whatnot. And I just kind of went just to shop around. One of the They had some like kids authors who were doing readings, like storytime readings and then signings. And I had planned to bring in like a book for them to sign. And so we stopped by. And so I'm walking around, and one of the employees stops me and she's like, "Can I help you with anything?" And so we got to, she was helping me look for a book, which they ended up being out of stock. And then I was like, "Okay, that's okay. I'll just look for something else." And she walks away. And then, like, a couple minutes later, I see her again and I'm like, "Oh, I have an idea." And I asked her for queer recommendations for queer books. And she was like, "Okay, let's go." So we went to the YA section. She's giving me all these recommendations. It's loads of fun. And then she pauses and she turns to me. She's like, "What kind of things do you like?" And I was like, "Well, my most recent favorites that I've read are Chloe Gong's duology and An Arrow to the Moon by Emily XR Pan." And she kind of goes, "Okay, wait, are you local?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like 30 minutes away." And she's like, "Okay, stay right here, don't move." And I was like, "Uh-oh, what did I do?" She goes into the back and then she comes back out and she's like nothing in her hands. I don't see it. She's not holding anything. So I'm just extra confused now. And she just looks at me. She's like, "So if I give you my email address," and then she whips out an ARC for Chloe Gong's next book, Foul Lady Fortune. And she says, "If I give you my email, will you read this and send me your review?" And I was literally speechless.
You're like, no,
I
I
was
can't do
like,
that. I don't take arcs.
I was like, what? Words escaped me. I was like, "You need to call the police right now because you have committed a murder. I am dead." I almost screamed in the bookstore. I was freaking out. I was like jumping up and down, silently screaming because I didn't want to freak out all the kids that were around. And oh,
That is so
so,
exciting.
so excited.
That is amazing. So when does it come out officially?
It comes out in, I want to say it's like August or September.
So you got it super
It's like
early.
really early. I'll have to look it up
That
because I
is
don't
so
remember.
cool.
But oh my gosh. And I remember telling you when I finished the duology, I was like, "My family, they're gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. Like, the story wrapped up
What am I
well,
supposed to
but
do?
what am I supposed to
What am I supposed to do
do? And this is what I'm supposed to do now. I'm reading this book
And this
so
is your
early.
first arc, right?
This is my first official arc.
Yay!
Oh, the on sale date's on the back. It's September 27th. So I'm several months early. And
That
I
is so
am so.
exciting.
There's something about this little bubble here that says advanced reader
Listen,
copy.
I know.
It makes me so
All
happy.
of mine have been ebooks so far, but I've gotten two from the Crowns of Okrith series, and it's like there's nothing like, and I got Scars obviously, but
Yeah.
there's nothing like it. Like it's like a
No.
high. I don't know.
I was, and I told, I think
Nerds
I.
will get it.
Yes, nerds will get it. And I think I told you, like, after that, we were like standing in line, and I was telling my daughter, "Okay, we're gonna go check out." And she added like three more books as we were standing in line. She's like, Mommy, can I get this? And I was on such a high. I was like, yep, absolutely. Keep them coming. Like,
yeah, whatever you want, child.
I don't know what to do right now. What do I do with my hands?
Yeah.
It was amazing. And
this may be like a tacky question and you don't have to answer it, and you can cut this if you want to. Do they make you pay for an ARC, or handing you this?
No. She's
awesome.
So what
I've never ever paid for ARCs either, but yeah. I didn't know like the physical, if it was different.
So it actually says on, at least on this one, I'm assuming it's probably on all of them, but it says not for sale or quotation in the little bubble.
Okay. So I guess bookstores are just giving them to promote.
Yeah. So I emailed the girl who gave it to me, first of all, to ask that I was allowed to tell the story because I wasn't sure. Like, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. And she was like, yeah, you can tell the story. Basically, you know, we get these and we try really hard to read all of the ones that we get so that we know what to buy, because she was the YA book buyer for her store. And so she's like, we try to read it, kind of gauge what we think our audience will like, but we can't read everything. And so if we can, we, you know, we'll find somebody who's a really big fan or the target audience. And if they really want it, like, we'll hand it out. Just send us your reviews and, you know,
tell them that you want to build a relationship with them.
Yeah. I was like,
for the future. I am your girl.
I was like, listen, I have a podcast and we talk about nerdy things and bookish things. And if you ever need somebody to read an ARC, I'm your girl. I am here.
We are your girls. Don't leave me. What did I do? The second ARC signups for...
You did.
Okay.
You did. What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do? I'm going to mail this to you?
No, but I'm saying next, in the future. So yeah, tell them in the future if they want exposure. Yourself and you know a girl. I don't want you to mail me that. I want you to put that on like a
this is mine
shadow box or something on your wall.
Did you see I tagged you in the fairy loot post?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so pretty. So that'll be like, so
why
this
aren't
is
we subscribe to Fairy Loot?
Because there's a waiting list.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I now have this ARC, which is amazing. And then I'm so excited I pre-ordered like the regular hardcover edition. And then after I pre-ordered that, like a few weeks later, the Barnes & Noble edition came out. And so I had to order that, obviously. And now I'm going to have to try and order this Fairy Loot special edition because it's so freaking pretty. So
they're killing us. It's the next Funko Pops.
It really is.
The Harry Potter Funkos killed me because it was like Harry with plaid shirt, Harry with plaid shirt and arm up, Harry with plaid shirt and wand, Harry with plaid shirt and broom, and you can't keep up. And now they're doing this to us with books.
Yeah.
Special editions. Ugh. Kills me.
But it's okay. It's just,
I'm really happy you got an ARC.
I'm so excited. I'm 360 pages in of a 500 page book, and I got it on Saturday. And I didn't
I'll
read
be
on
shocked
Saturday.
If you don't finish tonight.
I will absolutely finish tonight.
I had to apologize to you that you got that ARC and then had to go to a baseball game.
I did. So that's the other thing I did this week. So Saturday was the independent bookstore day, but a friend of mine had tickets to a Giants game, and I was like, well, I love baseball. And so we went to the game. Like, I had already agreed to go to the game, and then I got the ARC, and I'm like, well, I can't back out, but I also want to read my book. So I brought it with me to the ball game, and I was like, my friend kept looking at me. He's like, you really want to read right now, don't you? I was like, yeah, I really do. But it's so windy. So windy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, there was one point
it's
where
in San Francisco, right?
It's like, in San Francisco on the water.
No.
Like, the stadium is right off the water. Yeah, so there was one point where it got so windy, like, everybody's, like, things were flying around, and everybody's, like, trying to hold stuff down, and my dumbass reaches out to grab my child, like, the wind's gonna blow her away. Like, no, it's not that
strong. That did happen
strong.
To my aunt one time when she was really little, it was in a snowstorm in New York. She was, like,
oh my
three,
gosh.
And they turn around, and she's holding onto the back of the van and screaming, yeah!
It's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that was my big exciting moment of the week.
That is really exciting. I know, I answered the phone for a phone call. I don't phone call.
Yeah.
With people.
We
like
generally
Josh
don't call.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll answer the phone for Josh, but it was you. And I was like, it's Karen. I'm going to answer the phone.
Yeah. I don't call people, but there is no way that I can have this conversation over text. So I was like, Mandy,
help me.
I need you to tell me what to do with my life right now because I'm so confused. Things happened. Yeah, so that was fun times. Other than that, I watched movie night this week was the live action Beauty and the Beast, which was good. I enjoyed it. I think Beth's probably sick of watching movies with me though, because I'm watching this movie and I'm like, if they're in France, why do they have English accents? Why are they speaking in English? Wait, why is this magic system doesn't make sense? I had all these things to say about it. And she's like, just watch the movie.
This is the one with Dan Stevens, right?
No, Emma Watson.
Yeah, Dan Stevens is the Beast.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's Matt. Did you not watch Downton?
No, I haven't watched Downton yet.
He's in Eurovision. Anyways, we're talking about the same one.
Okay, yeah. But I was just like, I was sitting there, I was just like saying all these things. She's like, Karen, shut up. Just watch the movie. I was like, I can enjoy it while still criticizing these things. It just makes it funnier.
Right? I need to commentate, okay?
This is how I watch movies. And then, like I said, I watched Under the Banner of Heaven, which is a mini series that's on FX on Hulu. And it stars Andrew Garfield, Daisy Edgar Jones. Why have I forgot? Is it Russell Wyatt?
Russell. I just texted Wyatt to my husband. Russell. Is it Wyatt Russell?
Wyatt Russell. I was like, hold on. I know this.
Worthington.
Yes. And Sam Worthington.
Yeah.
And So it's like a true crime adaptation of something that actually happened, obviously. And it involves the Mormon Church and this whole I don't know if they were fundamentalists, but they were kind of excommunicated from the church. And there was this crime that was committed where this Mormon woman was murdered and her small child, 18 month old child. And I'm not going to give too many details, but it was brutal. And so, but it's really interesting for me to watch as somebody who, so I think I've mentioned this to you before. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, but in college, I didn't start drinking until I was 21, but I went to a college where it was very party central. And so a lot of the people around were heavy drinkers and all of that, partying all the time. And so I somehow managed to find Mormons and was just friends with Mormons and surrounded myself with Mormons throughout college. So yeah. I have a lot of really good friends who are Mormons. And so at the time, I was very in the Mormon culture and with all of their beliefs and all of that. So I know a lot about the Mormon religion. And so it's very interesting for me to watch as somebody who is not a part of it, but still kind of right on the outskirts. Yeah, yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting because the first episode, and my friend who is a Mormon said this, she was like, it feels like they're just trying to get in as many Mormon buzzwords as possible, and you can tell it's not written by a Mormon person.
I was gonna say, did they do their research?
And so,
or are they just,
yeah,
are they,
so it are they feels using, really awkward.
Yeah, so they're using stereotypes, they're not actually trying to represent it correctly.
I feel like there are some points where I was like, okay, that's kind of accurate, and then there are some points where I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of just a stereotype. And
so both, it's a little both.
It's a little of both. I feel like they probably did the bare minimum amount of research and then filled in the blanks with stereotypes, if that makes sense.
Yikes.
So the first episode feels really awkward. And I was like, is this just because it is awkward, or is it because I'm familiar with the actual culture behind it? And so I was texting my friend and she was like, no, that was really awkward. It was this is, and I was like, okay, I feel justified.
Thought so.
And then the second episode was a lot better. It felt more realistic in a way, even though it was kind of obviously over-dramatized for film versus what actually happened. But essentially, Daisy Edgar Jones' character is a Mormon woman, and she kind of starts questioning the patriarchy within the Mormon religion, because it's a very patriarchal religion. And so the family that she marries into, they kind of go very firmly in the other direction. And so there was actually one line, and it made me like actually want to throw things and throw up, where I think I texted it. I might have it written down, where it was something that basically was saying that women were property. And I really want to find the like direct quote, because it was really, really, I hated it so much. Let's see.
Did she say it seriously, or did she say it like, was it, I truly believe this, or was it like, this is a fact and I hate it, or like, this is something that is practiced and I hate it?
So a man said this.
Oh, okay.
So it was a man. Okay. I found it. So
I thought Daisy Edgar-Jones said it.
No. Sorry. So there was a man. So Daisy Edgar-Jones is like future husband. They're not married at the point that this episode was happening. So he's talking to his brother, and his brother said something. They were talking about, I think her name is Brenda Wright, which is Daisy Edgar-Jones' character. And they were talking about her and just being like, she's a little outspoken. She needs to figure out, you know, like her place or whatnot. And his brother says that he needs to mind his property, and he was talking about, yeah, and I was like, let me just throw things across the room.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
That was gross. And then I will say the best part of the two episodes, because they dropped two episodes, the best part of the two episodes was Andrew Garfield naked in the shower.
Hey!
My man. It was just like from the chest up, but yeah, you know, but
still,
ooh, that man is beautiful. And I was just like, that is a beautiful, like a wet naked Andrew Garfield. I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do with that other than lose my mind?
Do you want to give our listeners any trigger warnings for that show? Yes. Because I know that I can't watch it. And you told me, I forgot that was what it was called. And someone else recommended it. And I looked it up, and it was like, oh, this is the show.
No.
I frequent, not an ad, obviously, but I frequent doesthedogdie.com. Yeah. Because if I see a dog in a movie or a show, I have to know the dog's going to be okay, or I won't watch it.
Drop some trigger warnings. So here is a major, major trigger warning for this show if you're going to watch it. I believe it's episode 2. So there is a scene where, and I guess this is kind of a spoiler too, but they kind of go back and forth from the present day where Andrew Garfield's investigating the murder, and then they have scenes from the past where Brenda Wright and their like family are interacting and they're starting to get to know each other. And then even further back to the start of the LDS church with Joseph Smith and how they started everything. So this scene happens where Joseph Smith, they've just come to, I forget where it is that they first settled to build the church, but there is a scene where there is quite graphic animal abuse. And I normally I don't like it, obviously, but I don't get triggered by it. Like
you can stomach it. You can stomach it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I obviously I don't endorse it or anything like that. Right. But it's like Josh is the same way.
He can watch it. I can't. I just it will stay with me for weeks. It will like haunt me. I'll see it and hear it over and over. Right. I can't do it.
It's like for me, I can't watch a needle break skin, like, or be in skin or anything like that. I can't.
Doesn't really bother me.
I can't. I literally have to look, like, in real life, on TV, anything like that, I have to look away. Like, as long as there is a needle in skin, I cannot watch. So I totally get it.
I'm super squeamish. I'm with you. I get that. I can see a needle. That's like the one thing, like, that really.
Yeah. See, and it's different for everybody, obviously. Yeah. But yeah. So and I can't watch
a rape scene either. Like that. Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah. Like, it turns my stomach. I will like dream about it. I will like, it consumes my thoughts and gets me in weird mental places. And so I can't do it, specifically dogs. I can't watch a lot of animal stuff, but it's specifically dogs. I can't watch a scene where a dog is hurt.
There's a huge trigger warning for episode 2, Under the Banner of Heaven, for animal abuse. It's very graphic. Even I couldn't really stomach it. And I normally am, I can manage and get through, but I had to like stop and walk away for a second and then come back to it. So that's a big one. So yeah, and then just a lot of misogyny and, you know, all that normal triggering shit.
I'm glad you clarified one thing, because I was getting kind of nervous, but I didn't want to know because I'll never watch it because of the dog thing. But I'm glad you clarified that Andrew Garfield is a cop, like, investigating and one of these, like, misogynistic jerkwads, because that would be hard.
Andrew Garfield playing a good Mormon boy is something I never knew I needed, but I quite enjoy it. But yeah, so Andrew Garfield plays the cop who is investigating the murder of Brenda Wright and her small child. And he is a member of the church. He did, I think he grew up in the same ward as the Lafferty's, which is the family that Brenda marries into. And so he's familiar with their family. And he does say in the show, and I confirmed it with, like, my friend, the Lafferty's were kind of like royalty in the LDS church. They were a big family, so they were well known. And so, yeah. But
this
yeah,
could
so,
also be a trigger. Did they show the murder, the graphic murder, or they just tell, they like, they do, retell it?
So far, they have not shown the actual murder, but they do show Andrew going into the house where she has been murdered. There's a lot of blood. They don't show her body. They don't show the baby's body. They do mention what happens to the baby, and it's really, they don't show it, but it, I had to walk like,
yeah, see, my best friend here is with children the way I am with dogs in a movie, like, so she immediately would not watch it knowing that it was even discussed about the baby.
Yeah, it's I think that's probably another big trigger warning. They don't show it, and I don't think that there was any way to get away with showing it because of what they said about it. I don't think anybody would ever want to put that on screen.
Years ago, they showed on The Walking Dead, they showed a very bloody car seat that you know is supposed to be, like, one of the main characters' kids' car seat.
Right.
And we were like, there's no way. Right. There's no way that, like, there's a line. They're not going to take it to that. And later you find out that the baby, the kid is fine.
Right, right.
And it was just like a, my guts scene. But hopefully.
This one, I don't think that they'll show the body based on what they say happened to the baby.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really bad.
So did this person really exist?
So the Lafferty's are, so Andrew Garfield's character is a fictional character.
And what about the
Lafferty's, but the Lafferty's and Brenda Wright, which is Daisy Edgar Jones's character, were real people. And this
was murdered.
Okay. She really was murdered. And it was, like, a big thing in the Mormon community. I was texting my friends. I was like, is this what did this actually happen? They're like, yeah, that it was a thing. And it's interesting because I was asking about it and she was like, did they mention that they were, like, excommunicated? And it's sounding right now like they're still part of the church when this happened. So
yeah, and
I don't know.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know how many episodes there are. So far, I watched the second episode and I'm, like, anxious to see what happens next. I'm like, goodness. Yeah. So, because it ended on a bit of a, like, a cliffhanger and I'm just like, so I have to stay watching. So I guess I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Keep me posted.
Definitely specifically episode 2. Not good if you can't do animal abuse. And then just if you can't deal with anything involving injury or death of a child, don't recommend.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, it's a decent watch. It's well
Some
done.
Some people can watch anything.
It's well done. Andrew Garfield obviously gives a tremendous performance. Daisy Edgar Jones, so far she has been in it and it's been, I like this Brenda character. I feel like I would have liked her in real life. There's a whole scene where she's trying to get into, like, broadcasting or whatnot and doing the news on TV, and so she's taking classes at BYU, and then her professor's, you know, a misogynist, and he only chooses the boys to, like, do the newscast or whatnot. And then so she's like, well, can you, you know, like, talk to some of the higher ups or whatever? And he has her, like, audition, but he's really, like, creepy about it. Like, he closes the blinds and locks the doors, and then she does her thing, and he's like, says something, and she's like, I wonder how they would feel. Like, do you lock the door with all the boys who do this? Or, and so she, like, gets under his skin and does her.
I bet they say say that's why she died.
Oh, she.
I bet that's their side of the story is she deserved it. She had it coming.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it is because I mean, this is a real life case, so we already know who killed her,
Right.
I don't know the specifics of the case, but it was, like, two of the Lafferty brothers.
Right.
And so, yeah, so they, I guess, fractured off and became really, like, extremist, like, fundamentalist, and because she was the way she was, like, they were like, no, she's terrible. She needs to die or whatever. I read a little bit about it on the internet, so that's what I know about it.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, so that was that. And then continuing with really heavy stuff, I also watched Moon Knight.
My God.
Episode
5. So I follow someone on TikTok who has DID.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, they have proven through whatever with their therapists and their doctors that they specifically suffered a traumatic experience that they blocked out and created their alters from that traumatic experience. And they're very open about sharing that story. So it was fascinating to see it represented on Disney in almost the same way as their life.
Yeah.
And you don't know what happened to them, but seeing the experience that he had, and spoiler alert. We're about to talk about Moon Knight. I'm obviously not anybody's mother other than my dogs, but, you know, his mother had one child die, right?
Yeah.
And I am not here to, like, parent shame anybody, but she's so hateful to the child that lives, blaming him, where it's like, where were you exactly?
That's not anything, like, that he could never.
It was a child, first of all. He was
never
a child.
A child's fault.
But, like, you have a remaining child that you could live for, you know, instead of losing one and then completely ruining the other.
She was
awful.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And I can get, like, I can't get, I will hopefully will never understand the amount of grief it is to lose a child, but you still have one and you treat him so awfully. Is that a way to use that word? You treat him so terribly.
This is with anything, like, of any parents. Like, I don't understand how you can treat somebody that you made, that is a part of you, so badly. I don't understand it. It blows my mind because this is literally a part of you. Like, a part of your heart is walking around in the world and your one job is to protect them. And she's going to berate him because he was a child and couldn't protect his brother. Like, that's not his job. That's your job.
It's your job, but you were sitting on your ass.
So, I mean, obviously she feels guilt because she thinks that, and I'm saying this as a parent, she feels guilt because she thinks that she needed to be there and she needed to save him and she needed to protect him.
And she's manifesting
She's putting all of her anger at herself onto Mark. And that's the worst kind of thing to do. And obviously.
And the dad tried.
Yeah. Not enough.
Tried, but at the same time, like, no.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody, like, on the one hand, like, you don't put a woman in her place, but at the same time, like, put her in her place.
Well,
not
as
it's a woman, but, like, put that human being in their place.
Here's the thing, like, if there is a child who is possibly being, like, emotionally abused the way that Mark was, you need to remove them from the situation. You don't just sit there and try and, like, justify or whatever his dad was doing. Like, his dad should have removed him from the situation.
Yeah.
And because he didn't, somebody should have called the fucking cops on him, and Mark should have been taken out of that situation. It should have never gotten to the point where he had to be so traumatized that he created a whole separate identity to protect himself.
And then on top of that, Steven calling his mother, which we now know is an empty phone.
Listen, I knew she was dead from the beginning. I wrote it down.
I knew she didn't exist. She was dead. She didn't. Well, I mean, now she's dead, but the mom that Steven was calling never existed. He was calling no one. That's what I'm saying is he's calling this loving mother who dotes on him and I'm going to come visit next week, mom. He wasn't talking to anyone.
Yeah.
Because that mother didn't exist.
I knew she was dead. knew she was dead. Can we talk about the fact that they went full on? They said the ancestral plane at the beginning, Towerit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I literally stopped in that moment. I was like, I need to grab my notebook so I know what to write down because I'm not going to remember. I freaked out a little bit over that. That was pretty cool. They're connecting it to the larger MCU, which I love.
I know, which is why I'm excited. We have to watch this week's episode before we see, because just in case, you never know.
You never know. But it's such a subtle connection that you don't, like, if nothing comes with it, it's okay kind of thing, but it's still there, that so they have the option to connect these things. Oh, I love it. And he's Jewish. Officially, like, very in your face canonically Jewish representation in the MCU. Obviously, I'm not Jewish, so I can't speak to how good or not this representation is, but I like the fact that they put it in, and it's important that they put it in.
I did have, like, a cringe moment where I think it's called a yarmulke, right? The little cap that men wear. And I don't think that Oscar Isaac is Jewish. And, like, the way he's, like, slamming it down on the ground, I was like, is that disrespectful? Is that something that we shouldn't do? I understand it in the moment, but I do remember thinking, like, is that allowed?
And
is that, like, a traditional,
he's not Jewish. So that was a big thing when he got cast. I believe I've seen an interview or something where he was like, I didn't think I would get the part because I'm not Jewish. And so that has been a thing since the beginning. And I know, I'm sure there are Jewish creators out there who have spoken on it. Unfortunately, I don't follow any, which is weird. I'm sure, you know, like, it's one thing. Yes, we have representation, but at the same time, it's not a Jewish person representing. So it's like a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah. I just didn't know if that's, like, a relic. It's not really a relic, but, like, a religious piece that should not be thrown around if you're not Jew. I remember wondering that in the moment. Am I watching something sacrilegious?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know all the details of, you know, maybe.
If you are Jewish, let us know. Yeah,
let us know. Like,
curious.
If you're Jewish and you watched Moon Knight and you saw Oscar Isaac slamming down his yarmulke, is that a little sacrilegious?
Is that
something that they shouldn't have done? Or is it okay because he was portraying a Jewish character? Or is it not okay in any circumstance?
In a very emotional moment.
Like, let us know, because we are clearly very ignorant.
Yeah, we have no idea. And we want to have an idea. We want to know.
I love that the show is bringing up these conversations.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're talking about things that we didn't talk about before. So it's
good.
Might not have even thought of. Yeah. And I love, like I said, Nikki Marina on TikTok, she is trying to make sure she's centering DID system creators who are talking about this, center the Jewish creators who are talking about this. And I love that. And if you are a DID system or you are a Jewish person, send us an email. Let us know. We want to talk to you.
We don't want to speak for you. We want to speak.
These thoughts are our own.
After having spoken to you. Yeah. Yes. These are things that we wonder.
These are all our own thoughts.
We're not trying to speak for anyone. We just don't know. And we want to know. We'd love to know.
So, other things in this episode. Oscar Isaac, how is it possible that he is portraying two characters and when he switches, he literally looks like a different person?
Yeah.
He looks different. And so, speaking of playing two different characters, I've seen things on TikTok, and I don't know if you've seen them, where people are saying that there's a third alter that has already shown up, like, on screen that we've seen. So, you know, in the scene where he's in the Dr. Harrow's office and he grabs, like, the little sharp glass pyramid thing and he's, like, screaming and trying to, like, it looks like he's trying to stab himself in the eye with it. His accent changes.
So I could see that going one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Every now and then in Spider-Man, if you pay attention closely enough, you'll hear Tom Holland's English accent. I've done it 3 or 4 times where it's like, no, that's not an accent changing. That's someone who doesn't have an accent reverting to
tone. But I think it changes. It switches to like a Brooklyn, New York accent, which is not Oscar Isaac's like native accent. Like it's interesting. Like I watched it and I'm like, I can kind of see what you're saying. Yeah. Like it doesn't seem like, and the facial, like, you know how when he changes from Mark to Stevie, and you can see visually that he's a different person. Like, it was also kind of like, I don't know if I'm actually seeing it or if just because these people are placing this idea in my mind that I'm like, oh, yeah, that might actually be Jake.
Time will tell.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Let's see. What else? Oh, I wrote down that their hearts can't be balanced because they're missing one. And then at the end, and then I literally wrote back to back. I wrote, Steven, because he stood up and was fighting for Mark. And then immediately after that, I wrote, no, Steven.
I know. See, I was like, they have to accept, because even when they, in this episode, when they were kind of working together at towards the end, you know, at first, Mark didn't want Steven to see.
Right.
But once they realized that Steven does know everything Mark knows, and Mark knows everything Steven knows, and once they kind of let that wall drop, and, you know, Steven's able to fight with the same amount of skill that Mark was, I was like, that's what's going to balance him. And Josh was like, no, baby, somebody's going over the side of that boat.
Yeah, but
it's like, why?
Yes, but also, it's the same thing. It's like Mark realizes that Steven's not a separate person. Steven is a part of him. He realizes that. And that's why the scales balance. Because in the moment when he's losing Steven, he realizes he's losing a part of himself. And so...
if Steven doesn't come back, I'm leaving.
I quit.
I don't think that that's what will happen, because I feel like that would be a disservice to the DID community as a whole. Because, like, your alters are you.
Right.
You don't, you know.
I saw a really good...
fix somebody.
Right. I saw...
they don't need to be fixed.
Really good TikTok from a DID creator where they were saying... it was like an interesting analogy where it was like a broken cookie. Like, you have a cookie, and if the cookie breaks, each piece of the cookie is the same cookie, right?
Yeah.
But each different piece is going to taste vastly different from a different piece. Like, one could be all, like, chocolate chip, and one could have no chocolate chips. And so, it's an interesting analogy to make, and that helped me kind of understand it a little bit better, you know? Because they are parts of the same whole. They've just kind of separated into their own. And I also saw where they were saying, like, the communication between alters is actually very similar to how it is on Moon Knight, except for the actual, like, seeing them in the mirror thing. Like, it's all...
right.
I mean, for this specific creator that I saw, she made it very clear that it's could be different for other DID, people with DID.
The person that I follow has... the main, you know, the body, the host's name is Chris. And so the way they describe it is in their brain, and they can see it as clearly as, you know, you can picture Sebastian Stan's face right now. They have like a hub, and they each have like a bedroom or like a space inside their hub. And whenever one is ready to come out in front, then they just kind of come out of their space and start to present. Obviously, I'm not doing their description justice because it's not something that I've ever experienced, but I thought that was cool that like they're always aware of each other in the same way that you might be aware that like your kid's in the next room and all you have to do is open the door and your kid is there is the way that I can kind of explain how they're like, they're always here. They're just right over there, you know, but not right over there. It's over there in my mind.
It's I love,
again,
I love
let us that. Know if we're misspeaking on someone's experience, because that's not what we want to do.
I love that my For You page on TikTok has been a lot of DID system creators, like since the show has started. It's really, I really like that I'm learning, like, and it's obviously, I never would have, like, looked it up on my own, you know? Like, I don't know anybody with DID or anything like that.
Right.
Until, you know, this show, I did not have any of this information.
So I've been following one of the systems. They're called the A system. You should look them up because they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. But I've been following the A system for, like, probably 2 years now. And so for me, as soon as, you know, Steven and Mark start switching, it's like, oh my gosh, it's somebody with DID. Like, I had a little foundation of knowledge where my husband had never seen them on TikTok. I don't think he'd seen them. He may have once or twice, but he hadn't followed them as closely as I had.
Right.
And so it was, you know, it was pausing to like, well, this is what the A system has. And this is what, you know, this is what they say their experience has been. And so it was cool to see it on screen with, even though it's, you know, entertainment, it's all scripted, but still to see representation. It matters.
For sure. It absolutely matters. matters, and especially,
and it's something that a lot of people have never even heard of.
Yeah, or they think
a
of
lot
it-
of people would insensitively call it schizophrenia when it's not. First of all, they're two completely different
right
things,
or they know it as like split personality disorder.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's not.
No.
So yeah, it's I really really like the fact that we're getting more representation of like mental illnesses of right. you know different cultures and things like that. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have anything else unless you want me to read the things that I was yelling at the TV at the ending. I have nothing more to contribute, just me yelling at the TV.
I was just screaming incoherently
yep.
and then crying a little. That's basically yep. what I did.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else this week?
Well, have you heard of the show Young Rock?
No.
Okay, so it is Dwayne Johnson. It's a fictionalized version of Dwayne Johnson, who is running for president in the year, like, 2020-something. And it follows, like, his life growing up. So you see him as, like, a child, and then as, like, a teenager, and as, like, an adult, and just kind of his old journey. It jumps back and forth. And it's really cool. It's really interesting, and it's so funny, because you've got, like, in the future, Dwayne Johnson's gonna run for president, and then you have Randall Park, who is like who's also playing himself, and
he's on everything.
I love, he's so funny. He's like quit acting, and now he's like the news reporter who gets to follow Dwayne Johnson around on his like bid to become president. It's really funny. It's like it's 30 minutes, a sitcom. It's on NBC.
It's like Everybody Hates Chris, kind of.
Yeah, I think so. I never watched that, but I think it's a similar concept. You know,
it's
yeah.
like Chris Rock's childhood.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it's, I really enjoy it. It's really funny.
Good.
So I've been watching
I'll
that.
I'll have to look it up.
It's funny. And then, Worst Cooks in America has come back for a new season.
Oh, I love. I haven't watched any in years,
This new season is a celebrity season, and it's That's So 90s, so it's celebs from the 90s.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just like, it's like, it's got Jodie Sweetin and Lori Beth Allen, and I'm just like, this is my childhood.
I watched an episode, it's been years ago now, but somebody made spaghetti and they put ketchup on it. Just like, that was the spaghetti sauce.
That's
was
my daughter.
Ketchup, and it was like, I love ketchup, but
my daughter
My
daughter would put ketchup on everything. She puts ketchup, like her spaghetti, it has spaghetti sauce, she'll put ketchup on that. She puts ketchup on her pizza. She's put ketchup on her pancakes with syrup.
I don't do any of that. I put it on mac and cheese.
Yeah, no, I don't
know. But that's kind of normal. My dad does that. Like, that's not exactly weird to me, like pizza.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put sauce on it that's not tomato sauce, put ranch.
Yeah.
Like a normal American child.
Listen, I don't know where she got it from, because it's not me. I don't do ketchup. If I can taste ketchup, then there's too much ketchup.
That's sad.
I can have ketchup if I can't taste it.
I'm like that with mayonnaise. I don't want to know it's there.
That's all of my stuff. What about you?
I did not do a lot because my husband had this funk and then he gave it to me. So we've been kind of lazy. I've been watching a lot of TikToks. I've been like, I would watch Queer Eye at night to fall asleep too.
Oh.
I did go to bookstore day, which I'll show off more of that. Next segment. I have been rewatching. I mentioned earlier, I watched WandaVision. We started WandaVision last night with the intent to just watch a few episodes and we finish it tonight. And I'm not going to post it because privacy and all of that. And it's a kid. But I sent you a picture of my niece watching it where I can't remember what exactly was happening, but she's just sitting there like in awe. And it's like, she is all of us.
Yes.
When we watched this show.
For the first time.
Well, it was midway through. She was like, I think I'm going to go take a nap. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, you know, we can finish this tomorrow. And she was like, well, I'll finish this episode. And the episode ended. And I was like, are you going to bed? She was like, nah, we're finishing this. We were up till almost midnight watching WandaVision on the couch. And like, neither of them would leave. They were like, we're in this.
I love WandaVision so much.
We started Loki and they fell asleep, both of them. But it is slower paced than WandaVision, so I will give them that. I watched until, you know, midway through the second episode and then I came up here to talk to you. I picked you over Tom Hiddleston. Feel thankful.
I feel so special.
Actually, I think it was the th actually I made it through the third episode because he was singing. He sang right before
Oh,
I started
yeah.
getting ready to come up here. It's my ringtone, so like now I know all the words. Because during the day I have to have my sound on for work. So I hear Tom Hiddleston sing a lot. It's
I love it.
awful. It's a terrible life. And I've still been reading the Rogue Crown, which is my arc from the Five Courts of Ocrith. It is the book that follows Bree, which I know you don't know who Bree is, but she's one of the main, like, she's not a main character, but she's been one of like the major side characters who's finally getting her own book. So it's really good
Yay.
so far. It's taken me a minute because I haven't been feeling good.
Yeah.
And so like if I lay down or even sit down to read, I just start dozing off. It's
Right,
just and it's
right.
just because I don't feel good, but I'm gonna kick this and then I'll be able to
Get through
finish
it.
it. It's
Yeah.
good, but it's just like I'm
You're
just
just,
heavy
yeah.
eyelids.
Right.
I just, yeah, I can't. I'm not in the headspace to read while I'm sick this
Right.
time.
I
I really
love
think you
that.
should read them. They're really good.
I will.
She's a really good
It's
author.
on my list, but you know how
The
that
author
list
for those
goes.
listening is A.K. Mulford, and it's The High Mountain Court is the first one. It's The Five Crowns of Ocrith. I'm re currently reading an arc for The Rogue Crown, which is the
Yay.
third book. So check it out.
Very
She's very
cool.
active on TikTok and she's really funny.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. My book is by Chloe Gong, and I'm obsessed with her, and I want to be her best friend. Full review next week once I finish the
Yep.
book.
But that was my week. I've been boring because
You've been
it's
icky.
been a sick house.
Yeah.
It's nothing like insane. It's just like sinus infections, but
Yeah.
you
It
still feel
happens.
crappy. Yeah.
Right. All
You want to see
right.
where I spent my money?
I do. Show me everything.
It came today.
I'm
The hard
so
cover.
jealous.
The hardcover copy of The Night the Stars Fell by Amber D. Lewis, show favorite. We love her. Is signed. Let me show. I mean, Karen can see it. Y'all can't yet. Tell us if you want a Patreon. You've got Astra and Cato on the cover. It's beautiful.
It's
I'm very
gorgeous.
excited. I'm
I
very
love it.
excited
My
for
copy
Amber.
doesn't come until Thursday, which is
I know.
the worst.
I told you this is the perk of being South Carolina's neighbor.
Right.
I get stuff Amber mails really fast.
Yeah.
So on top of this, I also it's over there, and I'm far too lazy to walk across the room. I got Off With My Head by Stassi Schroeder-Clark. I had pre-ordered it, and it came in. For Bookstore Day, I just got three books to complete a series that I have. So I got Percy Jackson's Greek Gods and The Battle of the Labyrinth because I have all the other Percy Jackson books. And then I got The Desolation of Devil's Acre from Miss Peregrine.
Okay.
And then I got this is I'm really excited about this one. I got the Mina Lima
Ooh.
Beauty and the Beast. So it's kind of like a pop-up style book. I know Mina Lima does like Harry Potter,
Oh, that's
but it's like a
cool.
it's got like all kinds of interactive things, and it's like actual like it's not the Disney version. It's like the actual story of Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
Like here, this has got like a it's a page that has like a wheel that changes Belle's dress.
Oh my gosh, I love
It's
that. That
beautiful.
is so cool.
I think I saw it when we went. This is from Gottwald's, which is a local bookseller here, and they're everywhere in the South, I think. And I think I saw it when I was with you. And so when I went back in for Bookstore Day, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get that. And then
Yeah.
they gave out fun totes, which I just thought was cute. It's got like little Gottwald's
Cute. I love
truck with
that.
little books falling out. I didn't do a lot. I've been ordering a lot of stuff for my kitchen this week, which nobody cares about on a fangirl podcast. If you care about cookware, then I've got some cool cookware coming. I had friends of ours like go into their Sam's Club for me because I found
Nice.
the prettiest cookware, and somebody finally found it and is mailing it to me. But
Nice.
so if you're listening up to this and you care about kitchen stuff, let me know and I'll post some photos of the stuff I've gotten. It's
Yes.
been because of the clean like ASMR mom clean talk or whatever on TikTok, where it's those women who are just like restocking their kitchen and organizing, and it's got me in a chokehold. And I have
I could
unrestricted
never.
access to Amazon, and I'm a childless millennial. So
It's a true story. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, I could never.
that's where all my money went.
All right, well, I've got a list. Let's go through it. I got the King George III Funko Pop,
George the Third.
an Arrow to the Moon, a sprayed and stenciled edges edition.
Ooh.
I sent you a video of it. I
Yeah.
have literally none of my stuff around me because I was so lazy.
Yeah,
So I'm just gonna list it off, and I'll just post pictures once this
that's
episode
fine.
airs. I got the Scarlet Witch Multiverse of Madness Disney ears, which are impossible to wear. They are only decorative. I stabbed myself in the head so many times with it, and I quit. But they're really pretty.
Yeah, there's a wall art now.
Yeah, that's totally wall art. And then I got a Hawkeye mug, which is really cute. It comes with this little, like, it looks like a quiver, and then there's an arrow that's like a little teaspoon. It's very cute.
Oh.
And also a little, I don't know why I'm looking. It's nowhere near me. It's a little, I think the brand is called like Cause Baby, and it's like this little chibi version of Hawkeye, and it's a little, aww, it's so freaking cute. And then I got some Turning Red socks for my daughter because I needed to get free shipping, and a Turning Red.
Well, then she was asking for new socks when y'all were here too. She was like,
so she needed them. And then a Turning Red mug, which is just May as a red panda with the little cute face. And it's gigantic. Like, I can fit my entire fist in the mug. It's huge.
I love mugs like that, though.
I love it so much. I ordered and received the regular edition of Once Upon a Broken Heart because I can't have the two special editions and not the regular edition. It makes no sense. I also ordered Happily Ever Afters, I think is what it's called, because I have the book One True Loves, which I didn't know was the second book in the series. So obviously I had to order book one. Mm-hmm. And then Funko released a Groot Funko Pop with the comic cover, which was really cute. I think I sent you a picture.
Yeah, so I think you
ordered
did.
That. Loungefly released a whole Mulan Castle Collection set. So it's a backpack, I think it's a wallet or a card holder, a crossbody, and then they have a special limited edition pin, which I also ordered and received. I bought Spider-Man No Way Home on Blu-ray, which is just shit. I got These Violent Delights, the Owl Crate edition. I got the Hot Topic exclusive Wanda levitating Funko Pop that was sold out for like a year, and one of my local stores like randomly restocked. Random. So I like drove over. I'm like, do you still have it? They're like, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. So it was, and that's a fun story. I told you about it. I went to buy one, and then the guy was like, oh, well, we have more, because I thought it was the last one. I was like, okay, I'll get two just in case somebody like I know needs one. And then the girl was like, well, you're like $5 away from being able to use Hot Cash. I was like, I don't have any Hot Cash. She's like, oh, it's okay. I'll just apply it. Our numbers look good, and it doesn't affect my paycheck. That. And so I ended up going in to get like a $12.50 pop, and I got two pops and two things of candy for like $15. So
I love that. They did that for Josh. I forgot to mention this because technically it was his money, even though we're married. Like money he earned at his job. When we were taking you, back to Atlanta, and we went to Hot Topic, and he bought me a Steamboat Willie lounge fly, and they gave him Hot Cash on it, and he didn't have any. And then I need to add, you said lounge fly, and it reminded me, he bought me another lounge fly this weekend. It's like it's a pink Disney, and it's got like the D logo, and it's got like a little rose gold pin in the middle of it, and it's like a boxy shaped one.
I've seen that one.
It's got a perfectly sized pocket for my Kindle. So awesome. I'll post pictures.
I love that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack. You reminded me.
I love that. I also received my Monica Rambeau / Captain Marvel Funko and comic cover set thing. It's really cool. And then for Indie Bookstore Day, I don't have the books near me, and so I don't remember the names. I bought Legendary, the second book in the Carval series.
I thought you were going to say Legendborn, and I was like, I took a picture for you, but I never sent it. They had at Gottwald's, we went for Indie Bookstore Day, and they had all of the Carval books there.
No, of course they did now. Because I wanted to get the last two, but they only had Legendary and not Finale, so I just picked that one up. So I got that. I got The Red Palace by Jane Herr, which is, I believe it's like, I want to say historical fiction, but I could be wrong. But it's like Korean and stuff, so I'm excited about that. Very cool. And I picked up the queer book that I ended up getting from her recommendation. It's called Picture Us in the Light, and it's about a first generation Chinese American boy who apparently the author is a local author, and she writes about like these teenagers who are in high school in Cupertino, which is like really close to me, and like the high school
friend who lives there.
And so I haven't read it yet. obviously, because I've been reading my ARC, but
yeah.
I got that. I also picked up, they had a independent bookstore day tote bag, which I'll also post a picture of with all of the other stuff that I will post. And my daughter got a little kitty cat like diary with like a little lock and key. She's very excited.
It's a rite of passage. Everybody has to have one of those.
Excited about that. And then she got one of the little golden books. It was Turning Red, and a book. It's I think it's called Narwhal and Jelly, Unicorn of the Sea. It seems like it's a book one, because there's a one there, so.
Wow.
And then she got one of the National Geographic readers, Cats versus Dogs.
Dogs. Duh.
And then I bought Eyes That Speak to the Stars, and I already owned Eyes That Kiss in the Corner, Corners, both by Joanna Ho. She's a local author who was there that day, and so I left them there, and they signed them, and I had them, I had her sign it to my daughter, and so it's really cute. We picked it. I'm gonna, she's gonna That's love really this exciting. When she grows up. I like read it to her, and she's like, "Oh!" So yeah, that was really cool. So that was my indie bookstore haul, and that is that's I spent so much. I'm the worst.
Yeah, don't feel bad about your spending because mine is just as bad. It's just not fangirlish stuff. I mean, I guess it could be, but
it's a different kind of fangirl. All right, that was a lot of money talk.
That was a lot of money talk.
What are you anticipating this week? As if I don't already know.
One that you don't know, or you probably don't. I'm really excited for Book of Night by Holly Black to come out. It comes out tomorrow, actually. I did not pre-order it. I don't know why, but Gottwalls posted that they have copies, and I'm sure Barnes & Noble will too, which is where my brother works. So I could, I could do either one, but Holly Black wrote the Cruel Prince series, which I loved. So I'm excited for that. Then obviously, I don't care at all. I don't want to see Multiverse of Madness.
Listen, I am so excited. This is the only thing
we bought our tickets today.
This is the only thing I have written down. I just wrote mom in big, so you can't see it, in big letters.
I have it on my notes, mom.
Well, and also, you said you're going Thursday, right?
Yeah, we're going Thursday at 7.
We're going Thursday at 4, which is your 7.
Shut up. Shut up. That is so exciting.
I'm pretty sure.
Because we looked at like 5:30, 6-ish, but like every time there was like one of the times there was one person who had the very middle seat in the back row, and we are like back row snobs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, we can't go there because there's this guy in the middle of us.
Right.
Which is rude. They're allowed to go see it too, obviously.
It is 4 p.m. I wasn't sure if it was 4 or 4:30.
That's insane.
So funny. But we're going to see it at the same time.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what alcohol specials my theater has. Because, they did like butterbeer. And...
Let me know. Send me pictures.
I will. Yeah.
If they have special stuff to butterbeer.
I had the butterbeer and it was very good. Oh, I'm sure they'll have.
If they have collectible stuff,
sometimes
let me
know. Run out. If they have cups, I'll buy some cups.
If they have collectible stuff, let me know.
Yeah.
Especially if it's got my girl on it.
They've had. So we have. I think we have an Avengers, and I know we have Beauty and the Beast, and I think we have one more. I think it was Endgame and the Beauty and the Beast, and one more popcorn bucket. Might be Dumbo when the live action Dumbo came out. And then, cups. We have like Batman, Eternals, all the cups. So, I'll get two of everything if they have anything.
Yes. Just let me know because that's my girl. That's my girl. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to wear my Scarlet Witch cosplay to the theater. Like, I feel like I have to because I own one, so I feel like I have to. It's kind of a requirement.
I'm gonna wear my Loki t-shirt to manifest that he'll be there. Because the twins were with their dad whenever WandaVision and Loki came out, so they never watched them, and so I'm like, these are the two things that are probably the most important that you have to know going into multiverse.
Right.
These are probably the two that are going to be the most influential to what happens in the movie. So these are your backstory.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing a rewatch.
So excited. I'm ready. Whatever happens, Team Wanda all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. No matter what. If she's a bad guy, we're a bad guy. That's
fine. I will
with Loki. He does something bad.
The villain era with her. Shoot.
We're gang.
We're in.
Loki wants to kill people. Go for it, baby. I'll ride shotgun. Wanda wants to kill people. Let's go.
You know what's funny? I was driving home and I was thinking about this book that I'm reading, my arc. I'm going to keep keep talking about it because I'm obsessed. But I was just thinking about how it's so interesting how, like, we root for these people who are probably in, like, real life not, like, the best people. But it's also like, no, yeah, that you want to murder people? I'm all for it. I'm on your side. Yeah. Like,
as long as you don't touch any dogs, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Go for it. Just leave dogs alone and I'll go with you. It's fine. People suck.
I've been, like, avoiding social media as much as possible because I've heard there's leaks already, and I'm just like,
ugh. I haven't seen any yet, but and I've been social media trash since I've been sick.
Yeah. Well, so one of Theories by T was, like, he posted a video. He's like, so apparently there's leaks already. I'm turning off all my comments. I uninstalled Twitter. I'm like, yeah, okay, bye.
Why do people do that, though? Because, like, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. What do you get from ruining it? I get
an asshole.
There's the video of what's his name, John Ralphio from Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling his name, where he accidentally spoiled Endgame.
Oh, for
his
coworker.
But you could see in his face that it was like, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
But imagine being that person.
Being the person.
Like,
imagine being that asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could never. I don't understand.
I don't
get it. What do you get out of it?
I was telling my daughter, I was like, okay, we're going to the movies on Thursday. And she's like, what are we seeing? And I'm like, Multiverse of Madness. She's like, ooh, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I was like, yes. And what do we do after we watch the movie? She's like, don't talk about it. It's like, we don't talk about it. Like
Bruno.
I was like, if they have not seen it, you say nothing about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, but what if I want? Nope, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What you want doesn't matter. Say scenario.
Absolutely nothing unless they specifically ask you.
Yeah,
do
like
not
I asked
say
you on Under the Banner of Heaven. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I need this trigger warning. That's yes. okay. Or yeah. I'm never gonna read that book. You can tell me what happened.
Right.
I'm never
right.
gonna watch that show. Tell me. Then exactly. it's okay.
Yeah. But if somebody
you're
is,
that person,
if somebody's excited to see it and you go out and are like, oh, blah, yeah. like what the hell?
When one of the so spoiler alert, I'm sure you've seen all the Star Wars, recent Star Wars movies, right? Like,
I've seen none of the Star Wars movies.
Do you care about Star Wars? Like,
no, because Heather's already ruined it all for me.
So can I say a spoiler?
Yeah, I don't care.
Can I say something? Yeah. So in one of the recent
I have a
Star
general
Wars
idea
movie,
anyways.
Somewhat Kylo Ren kills someone very important. Oh, I'm pretty sure I know. So like the day that it came out, I don't care about Star Wars. I've
I remember
tried
you
to,
told
whatever.
Me this.
Yeah, but there was like a person who claimed they were with a religious organization that was like, you should care about the church like you care about Star Wars. Here's a thought and just huge letters that people are scrolling. You don't know what you're reading. Sometimes right. your brain catches up to you. Thankfully, it was me.
Yeah.
I immediately called Josh and then our best friends who do care about Star Wars. And I was like, let's stay off Facebook until tonight.
Yeah, because you were going that night, because, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, it happened to me and I didn't care. So yeah. I knew it was coming, but it didn't bother me.
Right.
But whenever I read the last Harry Potter movie, when I read the last Harry Potter book, somebody messaged me a list 3 or 4 days before the book came out on MySpace of every character death that happened in the entire book. And I got like 3 rows in before I realized what I was reading.
Oh my
so like
gosh.
People will, it was a friend of my then boyfriend's who thought he was being funny.
Wow.
Or in high school or, you know, had just gotten out of high school. I can't remember, but yeah, just messaged for no reason. And it's like, why?
Why would
this is
you
something
that
I've devoted a lot of my life to. This is mm-hmm. something I really enjoy. What do you get out of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, we're friends on Facebook. This dude, like he was a stupid kid. I don't have any ill will towards him. Like, he's a good dude now, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the time it was like, why?
Yeah,
why do that? Don't do that.
Ooh,
don't be mean.
Why? What is the point of that? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate. There's a special place in hell for people who purposely give out spoilers.
Yeah.
Oof.
Definitely. Definitely.
That would.
I know. It makes me so angry to even think about.
Oof. All right. No?
We're going to forego the fangirl freestyle because I am getting really close to needing some NyQuil and a nice long sleep.
Yes. I will say, as we're closing out, I want to say it is now May 2nd, the day we are recording, which means it is day 2 of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Yay. If you follow me on social media, I think I'm posting on Instagram I'm going to try to post an AAPI centered piece of media every day. My first one I posted yesterday was for The Farewell, which is a 2019 film. And I haven't posted one today, but I'm gonna try and post like a movie or a book or a TV show or something every day this month so everybody can see some of the amazing media that I consume that I don't know if it's as popular as like the mainstream stuff, but I want it to be because I love it
Yeah.
so much.
I don't blame
So
you.
that is my goal. I'm gonna try really hard to post every day. So we'll see how well I do. But follow me on social media specifically, and you can see
Yeah.
what all comes of that. And I think we promised it in several episodes already. Here comes the nerd. Pokemon round is finally happening. This episode is releasing on May 6th, so this is the day. Today is the day that it comes
Today
out.
is the
May
day.
6th. I believe it's going to be dropping on Pop Shop Live at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, or is it daylight time? Pacific time. I don't know when it's Pacific Standard and
Well, it's not
whatever.
going to be daylight time
It's going to be Pacific time,
or Eastern.
5:30.
Yeah.
5:30 Pacific time, May 6th on Pop Shop Live. If you haven't already downloaded Pop Shop Live, it's an app. You just download it. It looks like a little neon lightning bolt. Use code NERDY with two Y's at checkout, and you'll automatically follow Here Comes the Nerd. And so you don't have to hunt her down, and you can just shop to your heart's content.
Yep.
Pop Shop Live is one of the coolest apps. It's like a modern day QVC. I love it so much.
Oh
But
my God, that's dangerous.
it's also really dangerous because you're just like, oh, I'll
Yeah.
buy that. And it's really cool because your
My
first
grandmother
order,
got in so much trouble with QVC.
your
I
first
just get
order
anxiety.
you place, it's you pay $5.99 for priority shipping, and then every order after that you placed in the same live stream is free shipping. So you get a flat rate $5.99 shipping, and it's priority
Nice.
shipping. So it's really cool, but it's really dangerous because you just are like, oh, I want that. And yeah, and you think like you're just getting a couple,
And then
and
you look at
then
the end and you're
all of a
like, guess what
sudden it's
happened to
like,
my grandma? She'd be
oh
calling.
boy.
It's my Nana. She'd be on the phone and my granddaddy'd come home and he'd be like, what is this? What is this?
Oh my goodness. So yeah, that I don't are there any other announcements that we need to make before I do the spiel?
So start with the announcement.
Yeah, so we have, I guess, drum roll. I don't know. I'm afraid to
Yeah.
drum roll. I don't have a table, so
I
I'm
have a
gonna knock something.
table. Well, I'm doing it with no rhythm at all. I'm a white girl. I don't have any rhythm.
We have a new partner of the podcast. Yay! We're very excited to announce that Grimoire T is now a partner of the Incoherent Fangirl, which means, dear listeners, you get a code. Everybody gets a code.
I feel like Oprah at the end of episodes now.
I
You get a
know.
code. You get a code. Everybody
Yay!
gets a code.
So many codes, but it's very exciting. And they'll all be linked so that, you know, there will be no mistaking it. Oh, and for anybody, I guess if anybody doesn't know, Grimoire T is a nerdy like tea shop. So
She's
Sam is
already a friend of the
she
podcast
is already a friend of the
before it
podcast.
existed.
Yes, we have been friends with her for ages. We love her. And she makes the coolest tea blends based on like different fandom things, different punny things. She's
I got one
so
in
punny.
today.
Oh,
I
did
got a
you?
it's Suriel's Tea Shop from
Oh,
ACOTAR.
fun.
Yeah,
I
I
love
forgot all
that.
about it for my see, I just forgot. You know, I'm an airhead. I forget all the things I buy. I
Same.
buy so much crap. This is not crap. This is great
It's
stuff, but
so good. So if you're a fan of
yeah.
tea, we highly recommend Grimoire Tea.
Yes.
And stay tuned because we will give you a code at the end of the episode, which is like now.
Yay.
So if you enjoyed the episode, please follow, like, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Leave us a review. We love to read your reviews. It would
Yes,
make
we
us so
do.
very happy.
I check all the time. Like, has anybody said anything?
Yes, I check as often as I like go through the different ones. I'm like, okay, Apple and then Spotify and then I go through and try. I'm like, makes me happy. And then you can follow us on social media at the Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter because Twitter is rude and has a character limit.
Boo.
Boo, Twitter.
Maybe Elon Musk will change
I literally only need like five more characters. Just give me
Yeah,
five
not
more
that big of a deal.
characters. It's not that many. Go and like our Facebook page, The Incoherent Fangirl. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com. We are talking about adding something new to the website soon. So as soon as we get that up and running, we will let you know either via social media or on the podcast itself, depending on when we decide to launch it. Send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com with all your questions, comments, concerns, hot takes, corrections, telling us that we
Your
are your
experience.
experiences. Be nice to us because we're sensitive people.
I will cry.
We
I
will
will
cry.
cry.
Please be
It's
nice.
okay. Especially if we're wrong, we want to know it, even if it makes us
But
cry.
be nice about it. Don't be a dick, essentially. You can tell us if we're wrong. Like if we are saying something that is wrong.
If we've misspoken, it's not because we are trying to.
Yes, please let us
So
know, but just
educate us, don't be
be nice
mean.
about it. Be nice about it. You will win more people over being nice than being mean to them. Let us know. We are still working on the Patreon side of it. Let us know if you have any kind of suggestions for what you want to see on Patreon. I had a couple ideas that I'm going to run by Mandy later, that I just thought about while I was at work today reading my arc. So that is incoming. YouTube. We are also on YouTube. You can stream our episodes on YouTube.
They're audio only. There's like a graphic, but you can't see
Yes,
our faces because
audio
that's for
only.
Patreon.
You can also find Mandy on social media at Mandy Perv on all the places.
All the
You
things.
can find me on social media as at Ms. Made in China, which is an inside joke. Also on all the things. Follow us. We're pretty funny, I think. We're amusing.
I think we're funny,
I think
for
so.
sure.
And we have coupon codes. Oh, this spiel is getting
Coupons.
longer every day because I
Yes,
just keep talking.
it is.
So visit our sponsor, Here Comes the Nerd, at herecomesthenerd.com. You can use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then, if you want to subscribe to Novelty Chest, so NOVEL, like the book, TEA, like the drink, chest.com, and use code FANGIRL5 on your subscription order, you get 5% off the lifetime of your subscription. So as long as you subscribe to Novelty Chest, you'll get 5% off as long as you use our code.
And you can also visit our newest partner, grimoiretea.com. Use co code FANGIRLTEA, no I, so it's FANGIRL tea. And you get, what was it? I forgot already. I'm the
It's
worst.
FANGRLTEA.
Yes, that, but I mean, what is the
Fangirl T.
discount?
No, I was just spelling it out to clarify while you looked. Just in case the no I was confusing to anyone.
It's 10% off your order. There we go. I was like,
Woohoo!
I was not prepared for that.
And then
And
if you'd like to go to onceuponabookclub.com and use code Mandy10, Mandy10, you'll get 10% off. That is
yay,
our spiel.
discounts.
Yay for discounts.
We love discounts. We love small
Yes, we
businesses.
do.
We are big fans and we hope that you give them some love because they deserve it. They are wonderful people and they are wonderful businesses and they give us amazing, amazing, amazing things.
For
And
sure. I think that was the Incoherent Fangirl.
that's the Incoherent Fangirl. Thanks for listening. We
We
love
love you.
you.
Bye.
Bye. We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd.
Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.